President Mahama has tasked African leaders to coordinate their efforts towards stronger regional integration. In a message to the opening of the OAU-AU at 50 high-level Africa Forum in Accra, he said the forum should serve as a unique platform for self-assessment towards the socio-economic and political emancipation of the African psyche. The OAU-AU at 50 Forum coincides with the anniversaries of PanaFest and Emancipation Day and the Think Africa Forum. Rebecca Ekpe brings you more.
The Think Africa Forum will spend the next 2 days deliberating on Pan-Africanism and the African Renaissance, the unfinished agenda. In the words of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts Minister Elizabeth Ofosu-Ejiri, this year's event is significant as Ghana is hosting the African Union to a high-level dialogue on Pan-Africanism and the African Renaissance. She describes this as a testimony to the country's efforts in the African emancipation struggle. President Mahama used the occasion to salute the forebears of the emancipation struggle. He mentions Ghana's Ya Asantewa, Jamaica's Nani, Toussaint Louverture of Haiti, and South Africa's Nelson Mandela, amongst others. President Mahama, whose speech was read for him by Minister of State at the Presidency, Rashid Pelpo, reminded African leaders of a greater responsibility to their people.
The occasion should ignite some passions in us, examine efforts being made. The onus lies on the leadership of African nations to mobilize total manpower for the industrial, economic, technological, and scientific reconstruction of our respective economies. This can create a conducive environment for the alleviation of poverty, create wealth.
There were solidarity messages from the diaspora, the African Diplomatic Corps, Pan-African Youth, and the Pan-African Writers Association. A minute's silence was observed in remembrance of the late President Professor Atta Mills. Some of the attendees at the forum shared some thoughts.
You know, Africans have been speaking through their arts for millennia. It's not so much in the foreground anymore, and I think we have to really bring the arts as powerful forces of communication back to the forefront if we are talking about Renaissance and moving Africa forward.
The unfinished agenda should be finished.
Wolframe Kofi, I'm here to clarify our own purpose, but also to see how are the minds of leadership in Africa today.
I'm expecting to see our African leaders coming together, and we don't want to see no more war, killing of children and all these things. It's not necessary. They need to have love within their heart, and together we move Africa forward.
You heard voices of participants in the ongoing OAU-AU at 50 Africa Forum, ending a report by Rebecca Ekpe.